What's up, everybody? Paul Hickey here with nooffseason.com. Welcome to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. This is your show, and I just accidentally left the studio. That doesn't happen very often, but okay, we're gonna have to deal with it. What's up, everybody? Paul Hickey here with nooffseason.com. Welcome to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. This is your show, where hopefully I don't leave the studio again, and Connor and Sonia are probably laughing at me backstage, but that's okay. Good morning, everybody. We are going to get into your submissions, but first, I just want to give a shout out, a few quick shout outs to Graybo's Sports Cards, Richmond, Virginia. They're a great hobby shop. They have the best selection of raw and graded singles in the Mid-Atlantic and a wide variety of wax. Graybo's, they also break on Whatnot and or Drip 5 nights a week. So check them out on Graybo's underscore cards on their IG profile for more details on that. And don't forget to check out nooffseason.com. We are currently in the process of improving all of our content, thanks in part to Connor, Sonia, Chad, Kendall, and myself, and also people like Ryan Painter, who has a sports card strategy show and tell submission for today. So we look forward to that. And please check out nooffseason.com. Also, we've added a new feature. In case you haven't heard, you can text sports cards to 833-992-5727. That's sports cards, all one word, to 1-833-992-5727. The reason you would want to do that is because we're sending out sports card sell alerts. A lot of stuff's happening at the beginning of the NFL season, and we want you to know who to sell. There's also prospect call-ups, so we don't want you to miss any opportunities. Good morning in the live chat to Janelle Shoe, Oh My Shoes, Rocky Empire Sports Cards, Brian Steeler 714. Love having all of you in the live chat. Excited to get into your submissions today. Craig's Cards 11. Probably an important call to action for all of you guys is to be on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Email me at paul@nooffseason.com. And I will tell you how to be on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. We'd love to get submissions from not only our returning submitters, but our new audience members. So if you've never submitted before, we'd love to hear from you. Good morning to Paul Schmitz, Buckeye Dill from Hotlanta. All right. Speaking of Paul Schmitz, we've got a submission from him, Buckeye Dill. But let's see who's up first today. It is the golf card collector, Mike Lacusta, up first today. Mike is in Canada. He's got a new baby. He's doing a lot. He's just back from a run, and he's going to show us his recent golf card purchases, golf card collector on Instagram with the underscores in between the words. Mike, take it away, man.
Yo, what's up, Paul? It's Mike, the golf card collector here. I just went for a run, so I'm pretty tired. So let's get to my show and tell. Enough of my sweaty face. So for my golf show and tell, I'm going to flip through some of my recent purchases. The first one is a 2021 Upper Deck Artifacts Tiger Woods Red Parallel, numbered out of 249. This is a cool story because you can see the seller is called Wiser. And I just happened to across this Tiger Woods card. And the seller, Wiser, is actually like a childhood friend of mine from Langley, British Columbia. He's the owner, Chris Wise, of the first card shop I ever went to. Well, not the first one I ever went to, but it was kind of my home shop growing up. So I came across one of my favorite cards from, you know, one of my favorite sellers that I didn't even know on eBay. So that's a really cool, cool story. I'll flip through a few of these. I mean, it's no surprise knowing me that there's some Artifacts Diamond Relics cards. That's literally my third Lexi Thompson and my second Bryson DeChambeau Artifacts Diamond Relic. I'm going for a second complete set of them. I also got a Bryson DeChambeau Gold Blast Furnace, numbered out of 25, for a steal on auction. Wouldn't be show and tell for me without a Matthew Wolf card, so there's another Diamond Relic. And some of the more interesting ones, so this is the Upper Deck Exquisite rookie autograph Colin Morikawa, numbered out of 49. It's the retro exquisite style. So this is one of my favorite types of golf cards because it has brand recognition across other sports. So people who collect basketball, for example, know the historic or legendary LeBron James rookie auto that has the same styling. So I personally feel that those rookie autographs from golf will stand the test of time. Tiger Woods Cosmic, another Matthew Wolff PMG, and then the last card I'll show for this show and tell is another one of these red Tiger Woods, numbered out of 249. This one's more unique though, because this is a PSA 9, which is a pop one, none higher. So this is a really fun pickup for me. This was a chase card when Artifacts came out a couple years ago, and they were selling for a couple $100 raw. Now they're selling for $20, $30, $40 raw, sometimes a bit more. I picked this one up for $50 at auction, which blew my mind because Artifacts is known for being really bad on the quality control. So most of the copies of this card have massive dings. It even looks like they have like water damage and edge peels, and they're just terrible condition. So to get a PSA 9 on a really cool card, I'm beyond happy to have this card, and it'll be in my PC. Anyways, that's enough for me, Paul. Take care. See you later.
Great stuff from Mike Lacusta. He knows as much about golf cards as anybody I know. So thanks to Mike for the show and tell submission straight off of his recent eBay purchases and then PSA submission reveal there at the end. So appreciate that. Definitely getting Rocky Empire sports cards hype. We know Evan Bell's hype about golf cards, and our very own Connor Barnett hopefully is behind the scenes getting pumped about golf. More on that to come from the nooffseason.com team. Up next, we saw him in the live chat already. We know his name. We know his face. We want to know what's going on with his recent PSA submissions. Does he have more W's for us, or does he have some L's? Buckeye Dill, you're up, brother. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning, Sports Card Strategy Nation. Paul Schmitz, a.k.a. Buckeye Dill, dialing in from the Buckeye Bunker here in Sandy Springs, Georgia. I got a little submission for the show and tell this week. Before I get into the cards, I thought I'd give a little video show and tell of the Buckeye Bunker here at my house here in Sandy Springs. You can see we got a custom paint job of the Ohio State helmet stripe, a lot of memorabilia on the walls, etc. So we do a lot of watching of college football here, and I'm married into a Georgia Bulldog family, so you'll see a few Georgia Bulldog pieces. So it's kind of a brutal Peach Bowl last January, but we made it through and hope for a better this year for the Buckeyes. So this week's show and tell is going to be part of a submission I received, 30 cards from PSA. This was a June special. It actually took almost 2 months, so I think they were pretty backed up, but this one actually came in last weekend. I'm going to break my submission up into a couple different weeks to string out the 30 cards. But first week is a play to Dr. Chad. This is a Justin Jefferson play. I believe back in May he wrote an article about the select silver. There was four different variations, and I gathered up seven cards in I thought was good condition. So we'll see how they turn out. These are concourse and premier level, and they're all silver versions. Justin Jefferson 2020, and they were on the $16 deal, and we just got them back last week. So I'm gonna flip the camera around and show you the results of the submission. So hope you guys enjoy. Signing out.
Hey there, Sports Card Strategy Nation, show and tellers. This is Buckeye Dill. I've got a PSA submission back here, and this is based off Dr. Chad's Justin Jefferson play. This goes back a couple months. I sent these in back in mid-June, but purchased these starting in May. And these are all, I've got seven Jefferson cards, Justin Jefferson cards that are silver prisms, a couple different levels. Average cost was about $15 to $18 plus grading fees. So let's say $20. So here we're going to reveal the seven. And my estimation is four tens and three nines. I cleaned these pretty good, or not cleaned them, but I prepped them pretty good. So we'll start here, and fingers crossed. So first one, Silver Prism Panini Select Gem Mint 9. Okay. So we didn't start off too great there. We got 1-9. Let's hope the rest are 10s. Here's Panini Select Silver Prism again. 9. Ouch. Again, another card of the same level. 8. Ouch. Card number 4, Gem Mint 10. Okay. Back on track here. Card number 5, Gem Mint 10. Okay. Card number 6, 9. Last card, Pray for a 10. Again, card number 7. 9. Ouch. So that didn't go quite as planned there. We got two 10s, 4 9s, and 1 8. So that will probably be a loss. Hopefully the 10s, we can make up for that 8 and a couple of 9s. But I was hoping for 4 10s and 3 9s. So unfortunately, it didn't go quite as planned. But let's get them up on eBay and see what kind of dollars we can get for them. So thanks, everybody at Sports Card Strategy Nation. Buckeye Dale signing off.
All right, Buckeye Dale. So the results of that are basically currently Justin Jefferson's 2020 Select Concourse Silver PSA 10 sells for $95. It has sold actually very recently for $100. So it sold for $100 on August 12th. It sold for $95 on August 13th, the PSA 9 sells for actually pretty high for a PSA 9. It sells for $45. That might go up as we get into the season. The PSA 8, don't know about that. I would guess that might be closer to the grading fee of about $19, but it's going to depend, right? So the bad news is you didn't get the grades you wanted, which is obviously a little bit out of our control. The good news is it shouldn't be a loss unless you had to pay more than anticipated for the raw cards, which does happen often. So we're definitely here for you, man. Let us know if you want. Let me know what you paid for the raw cards. I'm just curious to see, like, doing the math on this with Chad's play, how it actually ended out. Math wise versus just grading wise, because we know the grading can definitely be an L. That's definitely possible. That's really out of our hands. But in terms of making the play itself, I'm curious to see, was it actually an L, or was it just not as big of a W as it could have been had the grading fee, or had the grades come back better than anticipated? Now, the other side of this too is that hopefully the price of all of these cards should go up as the season starts. Justin Jefferson isn't necessarily a guy that we would recommend selling in August, where we say sell all your football cards in August type of a thing. He's not necessarily a guy that we include in that particular statement because he is the best wide receiver in the NFL. And if something does happen to him, or if he doesn't get off to as hot of a start as anticipated, his card value shouldn't dip that much. And then they should rise again when he does pop off and have a big game, or some kind of a game winning catch or something like that. So Justin Jefferson, always in the conversation, hopefully still is a play that works out for you in the next month or so. Buckeye Dill, let us know how the sales go, and hopefully you can come out on top, even though the grades didn't come back as you would have expected. So thanks for the submission. Again, if you want to be like Buckeye Dill, you want to be like other submitters on the show, definitely email me at paul@nooffseason.com. Connor and I are going to make sure that you get on the show when you make a submission. So don't feel intimidated. We've got a lot of people that now have a lot of reps at making submissions on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. If you do not have any reps yet, Do not be intimidated. Just email me at paul@nooffseason.com and we'll get you on the show. All right, up next, speaking of people with a lot of reps, this is the man that Paul Schmitz referred to in his show until submission as Dr. Chad, Chad Gill. What do you got for us, man?
Sports card strategy show and tellers. Today, my show and tell is going to be based off of one of our great members' overflow questions from last week. The question was how I am able to find some of the deals that I find. So what I'm going to do is I am going to show you how you can use market movers to find some of these deals on your own. So if you are not already a subscriber to Market Movers, go to marketmovers.com, use the promo code NOOFFSEASON.
It's actually marketmoversapp.com. Just a little detail there, but it's important. Go to marketmoversapp.com, use the promo code NOOFFSEASON.
And you can get 20% off for life right now at Market Movers. Market Movers is a great tool, and it's what Lefty and I and Paul all use. And as you will see in this video, it can be very profitable if you use the tool correctly. I hope you guys enjoy, and here it goes. Okay, let's get into it. So once we pull up Market Movers, over on the left-hand side, I go down to Intelligence Reports. I click on that. And then you click the grades that you want to do. So I'm going to search for an SGC 9 and compare it to a PSA 8 because I want to be conservative enough to know that if I go down a grade, I'm still going to be okay. And if it crosses over to the same grade, I'm going to make money. So we're going to go look for a 2003 LeBron James. Type in LeBron James, come over here and hit search. Now what this is going to do is pull up any of the cards that actually work to where it's close to even or you can make a little bit of money. So I'm going to ignore the first one because $33 for an SGC 9 and $32 for a PSA 8, that's not what I'm looking for. But if you look down here and you see the 2003 Bowman LeBron James base SGC 9 on August 8th sold for $228. And you compare that to the Bowman base PSA 8 sold 2 days prior on August 6th for $270. So this is a case where you can take a card and even if it drops from an SGC 9 to a PSA 8, with your grading fees and your shipping, let's call it $45 for grading and shipping a card like this all by itself. So $230 plus fees, you're looking at $275, and it's going to sell for $270. So this is a case where even if it goes down a grade, you're going to basically bust even. However, if it goes up a grade, now you can take a look and see where that card would be. So you can go back up to filters. And you know what? It's going to be easier to show it up here. So I'm going to go 2003 LeBron Bowman base. So right here, PSA 9, you can see that if this card crosses over from an SGC 9 to a PSA 9, it's a $345 card. So you can pick yourself up, even after fees, you're going to pick up about roughly $75. So this, you can use the Intelligent Reports and Market Movers. That's one way you can do this. All right, for the second way that I often do this, I'm going to type in, Otani's hot, and I have one of these cards. So let's look and see for a 2018 Shohei Otani. Let's do the Heritage Purple Hot Box. Purple, there you go. And that pops up. All right. So now the other way that you can do this is you can take a look. A PSA 10 sells for roughly $1,400. PSA 9 for $500. Raw is $475. So a 9 in raw is about the same. A BGS 9.5 is $710. So if you could find one with 9.5 grades, like a true gem mint, that might be worth a crossover. You'd be risking a couple hundred dollars because if it comes back a 9, you'd lose a couple hundred. But if it comes back a 10, you could double your money. So depending upon your risk tolerance. An SGC 10 sold for $525. Now there's a risk I would be willing to take. SGC 10, $525. PSA 10, or PSA 9, $500. So that's a card that I would look for if I could find that SGC 10 for 5.25. The worst I would be out is my grading fees. You know, you might lose $50, but for a chance to potentially almost triple your money, that's the type of risks that I'm looking for. An SGC 9.5 for $375. There's another one that I would take my chances on, because if that grades a PSA 9, 375 to 5.25, or to 500, I'm sorry, that's $125. Take out your grading fees and shipping, you're still going to make $75 if that SGC goes down to a 9, but if it goes up to a 10, you could potentially make $1,000. The BGS 9 is $233. So there again, if it crosses over to a PSA 10 or a PSA 9, you'd go from 233 to 500. An SGC 9 is 208. If that crosses over to a PSA 9, you could pick up $300. So these are the types of ways that I do it. You can either go into Market Movers, pull up a specific card, and scroll down and just take a look and see what they're going for, or you can use the intelligent reports. I hope this helps, and I hope everybody has happy hunting. Good luck, everyone.
I think that's a phenomenal video by Chad. I know it's important to him that he teaches his methodology to the audience, and it's very interesting to see how he uses marketmoversapp.com. I think, you know, again, it's a great tool. I think if you guys want to do this on your own and continue to hopefully learn from us in terms of how we use the tool, go to marketmoversapp.com, use the promo code NOOFFSEASON, and that gets you a free 14-day trial and then 20% off for life after that, regardless of what subscription level you choose or change to. I will say that I want to clarify a few things. So for some context, why would you want to look at different grading companies' prices and then crack them out of the slab and submit to PSA? Well, because as you saw in Chad's video, PSA slabs sell for more than the other grading companies, except in very, very few and far between cases. And you already have a grade on those cards versus if you buy the card raw, you're taking a huge risk that there could be a crease in it. Like we actually saw from Buckeye Dill's card last week, the Jackson Smith and Jigba card with the crease in the back. So you're not going to get a crease in the back of, say, an SGC 9.5 that you're trying to crack and get a PSA 10 out of. So that's one major reason, especially with like a vintage card from, say, the 80s or even early 90s, where you're trying to seriously up the value from raw to a graded version. It's better to buy, like, say, an SGC 8 and try to cross it over even to just a PSA 8, which should probably sell for more if you're looking at, say, a 1986 Fleer Isaiah Thomas or Akeem Olajuwon or Charles Barkley. Like, getting a card that's already graded by a reputable grading company and cracking it out and then using the data that the one and only Dr. Crack just showed us is going to give you a lot of those opportunities. So stay tuned for more, though, because we're going to add more of that content for premium members at nooffseason.com. Get a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com today if you're not already a premium member. I've got a sneak peek of some of the content that we are adding to the site coming up at the end of the show. Don't forget to text sports cards to 1-833-992-5727 for sell alerts, which are very, very important this time of year as the NFL season has constant changes in the sports card market. Up next, somebody near and dear to my heart who I met at Culture Collision last year, and we made a deal. He's Farmer Joe, Mosaic Joe. But real quick, I do want to make an announcement. NoOffseason.com and the Sports Card Strategy Show has purchased a booth at Culture Collision 2024. We will be across from Farmer Joe, Mosaic Joe's booth. And Connor and I will be there. We hope to maybe have Lefty and Chad join us. We'll see about that. But Buckeye Dill, hopefully you will be able to join us as well at Culture Collision. Anyone else in the Atlanta, Georgia area, we would love to see you. So that's at the end of January 2024. We will be there along with this gentleman, Mosaic Joe. Take it away.
All right, Sports Card Strategy and new off season. This is going to be a video recap of the plays I made while at the National. Either cards that I picked up graded, picked up raw, got graded, or I brought to get graded or crossed over. So this pile here consists of a little in each of those categories. So let's start off with this first card. This is a Leaf Metal Pop Century Kit Harrington that I picked up raw. It is serial number 20 of 20, and it got graded on site with SGC. It received a 9.5/10, 10 auto grade. And I know that they're going to be coming out with the Jon Snow limited series on HBO, and it's going to
as be well they should
heavy. So
yeah, nice play, Joe.
Make sure that I got a little piece of something, so when that show comes out, I've got something to sell.
Pause. Okay, this is great. So Joe is making a pop culture play here, knowing that apparently there is a Jon Snow spinoff series on HBO from the hit Game of Thrones, and he is invested at the National in a Kit Harrington Leaf Pop Century Auto. There are plays to be made all over the sports card and culture card world, as you saw with my Tupac play earlier on the Monday edition of the Sports Card Strategy Show this week. So props to Mosaic Joe for always thinking outside the box. What else you got for us, Joe?
Picked up quite a few Mahomes. You're going to see a lot of those. This is from 2019 Select. This SGC 10 is a beautiful field level silver prism that I plan on crossing over. I've looked at it many, many times, and I'm thinking that this will get a 10 in the PSA, so I think this would look much better in a PSA 10 slab than it does an SGC 10. Another SGC. This is a 9.5 of the 2019 Panini Select. This is the tricolor Patrick Mahomes, serial numbered 136 out of 199. Got a SGC 9.5. I bought this as is. I don't know how it would cross over, but I may just leave this in the SGC slab because the PSA 9 is going to be about the same price. I don't want to put any more money into it if I don't have to.
Smart.
Next is this 2022 Panini Mosaic Swagger. This is the Mosaic Blue. Serial numbered 40 of 99. It's a BGS 9.5 with True Gem, so it's all 9.5 subgrades. Beautiful card. I think that this one would be a qualifier to cross over, being that it's all 9.5 subgrades. So this one may end up going to PSA as well. Next, I bought this one raw. This is the SI for Kids Alexander Ovechkin 2006. It's a PSA 5. I got it pretty darn cheap at a PSA 5. But, you know, this year is probably going to be the year. It should be the year that he actually breaks the scoring record. So he will become the all-time leading scorer in the history of the NHL. So go ahead and load up on these while you can. Yeah, You know, my name is Mosaic Joe, and it's because of cards like this. I started collecting the Mosaic in the 2016 Prism. It was a insert or a subset of Prism. But when they started coming out with this Honeycomb and Genesis and, you know, all those beautiful parallels, they really drew me back. So that's why I went with my name as Mosaic Joe. And this Garrett Wilson is a prime example. This is a 2022 Garrett Wilson. This is the true rookie. It's not the debut or any of those subsets. And it's a PSA 10.
That is a sick card.
Actually, on the floor outside of the main convention hall. For those of you who actually went to the show, you know what I'm talking about. But for those of you who didn't, when you walked out of the main convention hall towards the end of the day, there were, I don't know, 40, 50, sometimes close to 100 kids and adults sitting on the floor in the main foyer of the convention hall, just setting up as vendors, essentially, and putting all their cards out on the floor. And it's where I ended up finding this one, and I got a pretty good deal on it. I think I'm gonna set this one off to the side because I want to show that one last. I think I picked this one up. This one was a pretty cool one. This is a Patrick Peterson 2011 National Treasures autograph century black, and it's a PSA 8, but I did some research on it. It's out of 25 and it's a pop one none higher. So this is a rookie of a future Hall of Famer, current Steeler. So I'm a Steelers fan, current Steeler, numbered out of 25, and it's just, it's awesome. I had to pick this one up. I saw it, the guy had it for listed for under $100, and being that it's a pop one none higher, I just jumped at it. This is the Chet that I picked up earlier in the year. I think I've had it on another show and tell. I decided to go with Tag Grading Company, and Tag, they do some pretty cool stuff. Everything is AI. If you were to scan that QR code, it will tell you exactly why this card is graded a 9, and that 945 is an overall score. It could be highest of 1,000. So it's almost a 9.5. So this card may get cracked out and submitted with a company like BGS that might give me that 9.5. Or I can look at it even deeper and possibly send it to PSA, see how it crosses over, being that it is, you know, AI telling me that it's pretty darn good. But yeah, this one is the serial numbered out of 299, light blue color match prism, Chet Holmgren, out of 2022 select, and this is the concourse level. So
few things. I need to pause Joe here because this is so inspirational for me. And I hope it is for you guys too. So first of all, the Patrick Mahomes plays where he was buying non-rookie Mahomes cards that were parallels, variations, things like that. Totally on board with that play. I think that those things are probably underpriced, even though they sell for a lot of money. They're probably underpriced because of who Mahomes is. And Mahomes is one of the few players that I believe in actually buying those kinds of non-rookie cards for, because he's a GOAT already, and he's going to be active for several more years. And I do believe that it's like, show me the marker. There's going to be a lot of markers ahead for Patrick Mahomes. So I really like those plays by Mosaic Joe. Now then there was the Garrett Wilson honeycomb play. That was phenomenal. That I knew that would get Buckeye Dill's attention. The Chet Holmgren play, you know, love that. That could be a big card. I like how he's trying different grading companies, and then like it's smart to, on a big card like that, try Tag to get the real report, right? And then the AI report will tell you some information about what it might grade. It won't literally tell you what it might grade at PSA. They're not going to do that. But if you're smart enough to understand the grading report and what would potentially cross over to PSA as a 10 or BGS as a 9.5 in Joe's case, and you understand how to read the tag grading report, that is another play. It wouldn't make sense to do it with a low dollar bulk card because you would eat into all of your profits by submitting to multiple grading companies. But for a potentially big card like this serial numbered color match Chet, as Chet builds his NBA career and his NBA resume hopefully stays healthy and then has moments and markers of his own on the court that would drive his value up. We saw him playing a one-on-one game against Kevin Durant on Instagram, and that, you know, those kinds of things will actually drive a card market for a guy like Chet. So imagine what will happen to his market when he actually gets on the floor and plays well. So a potentially big card like this card would make sense to send to a company like Tag, get a full report on why it got the grade it got, and then synthesize that information in your own brain and understand what that could cross over to at a PSA or a BGS and what the price could potentially be of that card in those slabs. I really, really love how Joe's thinking through this. All right, Joe, continue.
That was pretty cool. Got that one graded. This is a card that I got out of the Bowman U Chrome. These are case hits, and this one in particular is special because it's a serial numbered. Not all of them are serial numbered. This is the Orange Refractor Big Kahuna insert for Tyler Buchner. Tyler Buchner just recently transferred to Alabama, and he is competing for the starting role for Alabama. So he's on the radar of some guys. So hopefully this card can have some staying power. This one got a 919 total score, so this one is probably going to cross over as a 9 if I were to cross it over. So I'll keep it in the tag holder just because I think they don't take anything away from the card. They're pretty.
Yeah, I agree. And so for the Bowman Chrome University stuff, Joe and I actually talked about this yesterday when we were talking about Culture Collision. And Connor and I have been working with Joe on some content related specifically to Bowman Chrome University plays for football. And so stay tuned to nooffseason.com as we roll out that content, because I think it'll be very valuable because much like the Kit Harrington, Jon Snow play, Bowman Chrome University is its own world of potential ways to make money flipping sports cards. And so that Big Kahuna case hit insert out of 25 for a quarterback like Taylor Buchner is one example, but there's so many different examples of not even having to go get a case hit and making money just buying in bulk on some Bowman Chrome University firsts for some guys, potentially some autos. We're going to have more of that at nooffseason.com. And then another thing that Joe is adding value to in his submission is the Patrick Peterson card. So the Patrick Peterson card that he showed a minute ago, you know, ticks some boxes for people, right? Future Hall of Famer, National Treasures, on-card auto, even though it's a PSA 8, it's a pop one, none higher. All those different things, depending on what Joe got that card for, that could be a steal. And that's the kind of thing, I know Lonnie J. Conley's going to perk up when I say this, that's the kind of thing that you typically can only get at a card show. So do your research, do your homework, think through, you know, we talk a lot about defensive players aren't necessarily investable. We talk a lot about, you heard me probably say recently on some shows, why would you buy guys in anticipation of them going into the Hall of Fame? There's not a Hall of Fame bump for guys and stuff like that. But it depends. So if you're able to get a big card like that of a guy like Patrick Peterson for a really low price because he is a defensive player, because it is a PSA 8, but it ticks all the other boxes, National Treasures, pop one, none higher, on card auto, maybe cheap price at a card show where you don't have to pay the fees. Those are the things where they can be plays. And so I try not to make blanket statements as much. I try to add context around when I do make blanket statements. And this is why I love the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell so much, because we get to see these kinds of cards that wouldn't necessarily come up on the main show. So Joe, thank you so much. And we'll let you continue now. I just wanted to say those things so that I didn't forget after this amazing submission.
This card I got out of a box. So Panini, if you've never been to a national, the way the Panini silver packs work is there's specific boxes that you can purchase that have a numerical value of silver packs that you can take the box over. They'll cut the cellophane off of the box, and then you get the amount of silver packs that are redeemable. So this Asia Tmall Spectra box that I got this card out of gave me two of those silver packs. So I ended up buying four of the Panini Spectra Asia Tmall boxes. They were $100 a piece, and I got 8 packs. Now, the packs didn't really do much for me. My next card is from those packs. I did get that also graded, but this card was, I think, my biggest hit out of all of it, and it came out of the box, out of the Asia Tmall box. This is a 21-22 Panini Spectra Josh Giddey Asia Gold Prism, numbered 8 out of 10. And it's an SGC 10.
That's a huge card.
This one may end up getting crossed over, but I do like it in this SGC slab. For some reason, these Spectra cards look really cool in the black tuxedo. So I don't know. I may keep it here. I may cross it back over. But an 8 out of 10 for Giddey going into the season, this one's going to sell pretty easily. And this is what came out of my national pack. This is probably the best card I got out of the national packs. I got some other serial numbered stuff, but this is it's a Will Levis rookie serial numbered out of 199. It is the rookie's orange from Panini, and it is a SGC 10. I brought this card raw and went ahead and submitted it at SGC. It is a 2022 Panini Spectra. It's the rookie Spectrus George Pickens Meta Prism, 19 out of 25. So this mojo looking background is called the Meta Prism. And serial numbered 19 out of 25. SGC 9.5, solid grade. I'm a Steelers fan, but this card should have a pretty good resale market. He's been doing some great stuff in camp. Had that pretty ridiculous catch over Joey Porter Jr. I love that him and Joey Porter Jr. are getting to play against each other in first team practice. I think that's only going to make Joey Porter even better. So look out for the Steelers this year. They're going to be interesting for sure. They just need to make sure that Kenny Pickett can get the ball out of his hands.
Apparently that's my guy, according to Kendall, Kenny Pickett.
I've talked about this guy before. I know that Paul has talked about this guy before. This is Amen Thompson. This is out of the 2021-22 Topps Chrome Overtime Elite. This is the Superfly. This is a case hit, super short print. Amen Thompson. And it SGC 9.5. I think he's going to do great things. And hopefully this card will only go up.
Those dudes are going to be good in the NBA, the Thompson Twins.
I got another Mahomes that I submitted with SGC. This is the Red Disco Prism from 2022 Select. It is serial numbered 43 of 49, and it got an SGC 10. Another card that might cross over. It would definitely look better in a PSA slab with that disco. This Jalen Hurts is nothing new. I just like showing it off. I'm ready for the season. True Jim. This is one that I picked up from Nashville months back. So just point it out. It's the XRC Jalen Hurts True Jim 9.5 BGS.
We know this one.
Topps Now Bowman Next card. I featured it in one of my other show and tells. It was in raw state, still in its sealed magnet. What is it called? A mag? Yeah, I guess it's called a mag case for the card with the Topps seal on it. I took it, got it graded at Beckett, and it gave me a BGS 9.5. They didn't grade the auto. I'm finding a lot of the CJ Stroud stuff. He's getting poor grades on his auto, and I think that they thought that this auto wasn't good enough to grade, so they left the auto grade off. If it's not a 10, BGS won't grade it.
That's apparently interesting.
But they got a 9 centering. I don't know how they judge the centering on a card like this. But edges and surface got 10s, and corners got a 9.5. So this one may end up going to PSA as well. This is the jersey numbered color match from Bowman Next on card auto.
Very interesting there.
And the last two, this card I had in SGC, in an SGC slab. It was an SGC 9 with 10 auto. This is the second year out of Spectra, Patrick Mahomes, serial numbered out of 49, 11 of 49. This is one of my favorite cards I own. It is just really pretty, and this is before Patty went into his new scribble style autograph. So really, really great card. BGS 9. And the last card I picked up was on the last day in the VIP room. This is a 2022 Mosaic, gold Mosaic, PSA 10, and it is numbered 8 out of 10. Just look at it. But yeah, that's kind of the meat of the stuff that I picked up from the National. I hope you enjoy.
Mosaic Joe bringing it super strong from his pickups at the National. I mean, that is amazing. There's so much there to unpack. That's why I had to pause his submission like 15 times just to get through it. Appreciate everyone's support in the comments of Mosaic Farmer Joe's submission there. Just absolutely not only bringing the fire, but dropping the knowledge, kind of Chase Krim style, almost like Joe and Chase Krim could potentially be in the same stratosphere here in terms of the fire that they're bringing to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Really, really love it. Thanks again, Joe. All right, we got a couple more submissions for the day. We got some great action in the live chat. But for those of you listening on Apple and Spotify, hopefully this is a valuable show for you in terms of just not being able to really see the video, but get the knowledge and understand the sports card strategy behind the submissions. If you want to participate, email me at paul@nooffseason.com, and we're going to get you into the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Even if, like Mosaic Joe said, you just want to show off your cards, it's totally fine. Doesn't matter what the cards are. Doesn't matter if there's strategy behind it. That's what the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell is for. Up next is our guy, Ryan Painter, bringing the energy almost weekly now. Ryan, what do you got for us today, man?
Sports Card Strategy Show, mail day. Took my boy to college. Let's figure out what I got in the meantime. I like these little armalope things. Those are pretty cool. eBay, let's see what we got. I'm going to try to go quick for you guys again. Oh, I got this for a friend of mine. Kid that goes to my church. He was wearing a t-shirt with that. That's what that was. Always like to encourage kids to get in a hobby. So I saw him with that shirt, and I was like, oh, $5. Let's do it. All right, here we go. Card two. D Rose. What could have been, man? What could have been? Oh, I see what this is. This is my man, Isaiah Hodgins. Guys, outside of Waller, this is the only big guy. And if you look at what he did with the Giants last year, he was money down the stretch. I want to say he got like six touchdowns in his last 7 games. Pick these things up, man. The $3-4. Okay, with shipping, they're more. Or maybe 10 if they're with shipping. Don't want to get myself in any trouble here.
Inaccurate.
That is kind of one of the deals, though, when you buy cheap cards like this, is shipping. You know, shipping on a $250 card or $500 card ain't much. But all right, so this I got from a Facebook group. Facebook groups can sometimes be great ways. In fact, this is like an auction-based one. And so I got all kinds of stuff. I won a few different auctions from my man, Chris Fouts. Let's see what we got here. How about I learn how to take the tape off?
You got to use, dude, you got to use the
he did a great job packaging it. I'm trying to go quick.
Box cutter, man. We get Painter a box cutter, please.
All right, let's see what we got. Again, these are going to be little cheapies, but I like to flip little cheapies. Romeo Doubs, a Garrett Wilson optic, Jamar Chase, Amon Ra. Oh, yeah, Mike Evans, rookie. Oh, sorry, camera. Sky Moore, red, white, blue. Watson Bay, CeeDee Lamb, Sauce, Christian Watson. Let's see what we got in here. There's a worthless Hassan Haskins auto. Kate Otten. You know, I sold a Kate Otten the other day. Hey, there's a nice little Josh Palmer. He's not very good, but, you know, whatever. Curtis Samuel. There's a Buckeye. Little auto. And who's that guy? Terrell Lewis. Don't know who you are. Oh, this is funny. I thought this was Rondale Moore because it said 85 on it. And I'm like, oh, wait a second. It's Trey McBride. Whoops. Don't care. Trey McBride. Trey McBride. He actually could be all right. We got to get, what's his name off that team? Ertz off that team. There's a Jordan Love, CeeDee Lamb, Tua. I got all these cards for, I believe the number was $85. So again, I like flipping little guys. And so this is like right up my alley. Shaedon Sharpe, Caleb Houston, Jaden McDaniels, Holmgren, Porter. Oh, there's Evan Mobley. I'm a Cavs fan. Trying to go quick. Pierre Strong, Kenneth Walker, Damian Pierce. Pierre Strong, auto. Kenneth Walker. All right, Damian Pierce. I like those guys. But here it is, guys. This is the biggest, one of the bigger purchases I've ever made. I mean, I buy hobby boxes all the time, so from that standpoint. But from in terms of singles, there's one card in here that I'm after. I'm a big... Kaboom! Okay, man. This is PSA 9 and it's horizontal. So I need some cracking help. I might be sending this to you guys so you can crack it for me. I've never cracked before, and I don't want to start on my big kaboom there. But I got a nice little Nick Chubb lot here. I got some classics. There's a Premier Jerseys rookie. Hey, there's a white. Oh, I thought that would have been numbered. Little Prism Disco there. But this is the boy I wanted. This is the boy I wanted right here, and I got him. I love it in the brown jersey as well. A lot of his early stuff. He's got the wrong number, and he's in those stupid jerseys. That's the one I like. And one more for good measure. What do we got here? What do we got here? Ooh, Evan Engram. It is so wild to me. Like, Evan Engram is better than Greg Dulcich, but you can buy this card for like under $5. But if you get a modern tight end, it's like triple that. Anyway, happy about Engram. Good offense, maybe a Super Bowl run in them. 75 out of 150 there for the Giants/Jags. Win of the week. My buddy has this thing called the Dugout Suite. I've been there maybe 3 times in 7 years. There's Tim Anderson. These are literally my seats to a stinking Guardians White Sox game. There's Colas right there. Elvis Andrews is coming up here in a second. The ball boy, oh, there's the dugout. There's plexiglass. The ball boy would like get foul balls. I'm like, get me one from Elvis Andrews so I can send it to Lefty. But he gave it to some little kid. But it's Guardians. It's White Sox. And it was this game, baby.
Wow.
That's right. I had the dugout suite for fight night. That obviously wasn't a fight. I didn't have time to pick up my phone in the middle of it. It was so wild. But anyway, fired up about that.
Painter just absolutely brings it so strong. Thank you so much. I mean, we got to get him a box cutter so that he doesn't have to injure his fingers on Painter's tape. I mean, so much to unpack there as well. Like, let's start with the fact that Ryan Painter writes the $20 play of the day for nooffseason.com right now. And I didn't know you could get a Nick Chubb Kaboom PSA 9 for $20. That's a heck of a deal. That's a joke, obviously, because Painter doesn't buy cards over $20. So he must have got that one for $20. Painter, I would be curious to know how much money you spend on sports cards every month on cards under $20. And I would want to add up all that money and see what you could buy that's bigger cards. Do you actually flip those cards? Is anyone actually interested in those? Or are you just buying a bunch of penny stocks when you could be putting them all together and buying whatever cards you actually want that would be worth money? I'm just curious. I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just curious. And maybe they're for your PC. Maybe you actually are flipping them. I'm not sure. But I love either way, we absolutely love your show and tell submissions. And before we let you know who bring us home, I do want to show off a couple of things in our world here. So the first thing I want to show off is what are our card rankings are going to look like. Our sports card rankings at nooffseason.com are undergoing an overhaul right now. Connor, Chad, Lefty, myself, we're putting a lot of effort into these sports card rankings. Sonia, of course, is helping us out as well. And right now, here's what I'm thinking that the sports card rankings could kind of look like at nooffseason.com in the near future. This is not a publicly accessible page yet, but for those of you tuning into the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, what we're looking at here is new and improved sports card rankings of the basketball variety, where we have a tiered system. In tier one, we will only be ranking players that we recommend buying at the current moment. We're going to launch them in a 12-month window of a flip. So that's going to be how we launch them. We may add different windows in the future, more of a long-term window, thanks to our very own Chad Gill, who would like us to add that to the mix, and I think we will. But to start, I think we're going to launch a short-term window of a 12-month. We've got a nice new and improved UX UI design with some imagery here, but we're focusing on the meat and potatoes of the tier, the player, where we would link into a player profile where premium members at nooffseason.com would get more information about the play on each player. But even just everybody would get cards to buy now that are good deals. You could click on these links. They will take you to eBay to buy the card. And then most importantly, a sell-by date. Much as you would get in the grocery store on your meats, on your vegetables, on some of your other items, definitely your milks, which I do not consume unless it's of the vegetable variety, because a plant-based variety because I cannot consume milk from animals. But anyway, you didn't come here for that information, but we will have a sell-by date. The sell-by date's important because we need you to be able to crystallize your profits, and you cannot crystallize your profits without a sell-by date, my friends. And so that is one feature to nooffseason.com that I wanted to show off before we bring it home with you know who. The other feature, in case you haven't noticed, we've got sell alerts and sports card buys and sells of the week at the top. We've got the overflow show. And then we're getting right into this new feature where daily I have been adding featured auctions ending today. So this is updated daily, typically three cards. They're usually a little bit higher dollar, but I'm selecting three cards each day where the auction ends that day, and you can click and participate in that auction if you so choose. But I believe these would be more of the high priced variety, but would definitely be what I feel and our team here at No Offseason feels would be great investments. So definitely encourage you to check all of that out. And without further ado, we're going to bring this show home with the one, the only, it's our tradition, Oh My Shoes. What do you got for us today, Shoes?
Good morning, my dudes. Another great day here on the Sports Car Strategy Show and Tell. I can't remember what episode we're on, but I know we're pretty deep, guys. So, we went to a card show. Junior Shoes got some stuff. Mrs. Shoes got some stuff. I got some stuff. Let's get to it.
To the case.
You get over here, Mr. Case. Get over here.
Wait, Shoes, you don't sniff the case anymore? What's up with that? Come on.
And first up, Junior Shoes. The boy is always striking up some deals or just finding the gold. The kid's good at it. We were on the way to the show, and I'm like, Junior Shoes, you know, who are you looking for? And one of the first names he said kind of surprised me, and he's like, Nick Smith Jr. from Arkansas. And I'm like, okay, I can see that, you know. And he named off a few other guys, I believe, Austin Reeves, Darius Garland, Nick Smith Jr., and I want to say there was another one, but I think those were like his main three. We're going around the shows, and he finds this banger, a 2023 Draft Odyssey Optic, I think, Opticrome, I think is what it's called, an Opticrome, and it's numbered out of 3. Nick Smith Jr.
What brand is that?
Auto.
Is that Leaf?
Or very beautiful card, Junior Shoes. The kid had 50 on it. Now, when I say the kid, because he was a kid, there was a kid there selling some cards. And Junior Shoes, I'm like, I got 30 for you. Shook hands.
All right, awesome Junior deal, Shoes.
I ended up finding my wide receiver coach's son again. Ended up striking some deals with him. Junior Shoes found this Jamar Chase, rated rookie number 207. He had 15 on it. Junior Shoes said, I'll give you 10, my man. So, very beautiful. All right, guys. Next up, Mrs. Shoes. Mrs. Shoes didn't do much shopping, but she got this rated rookie 171 Silver Wave Tyrese Maxey. I was doing some shopping at a table, getting some Tyrese Halliburton. She saw this and threw it in. I got about 10 or 15 Tyrese Halliburton cards and this Maxey card for $30. So good job, Mrs. Shoes, as always.
What's going on, Broadway?
Dang it.
So, guys, I'm always showing you cards, but I'm never, like, telling you what my strategy is or anything like that. So here recently, I've been going pretty hard on some Christian Brown cards. And honestly, I've been sniping all of these from anywhere from $1 to $6. And I've on 80% of these cards, I only paid like $1.50 shipping. So I'm gonna fly through some of these. I'm gonna take a breath first because my God, I couldn't breathe. I'm gonna fly through these, but I'm gonna make sure to have some pictures right beside me so you're not missing out on any. And tell me if I shouldn't send these things in or not. So, first off, we have a Christian Brown Panini Prism Christian Brown 223 Red Sparkle. Put it on the centering tool. Looks pretty good. Next, we have a Christian Brown Panini Prism 223 Silver Hollow. Now, silvers, I know, don't have a high gem rate, so I don't know. We'll see. None of these have gotten the old 1-2 shakedown. The next video, I think I'm going to show you guys how to do the old 1-2 shakedown.
Okay, it's not that silvers don't have a high gem rate. It's that specific players, like Trevor Lawrence, for example, like his Prism Silver rookies had a very low gem rate. But there's actually some, it totally depends on the card and the player and everything in the year. So definitely check the gem rate for those card shoes and everybody else. But anyway, Shoes, keep it up.
All right. These next one guys are just base. So I'm just going to just, these are also the Panini Prism 223s. Got 5 of these in total. I'm trying to send off, I believe it was 15 to 20 cards. I was trying to do the old Chadwick special. All right, guys. Also, I have this other silver. It's just not that. It's very off-centered, so it will not be getting the old 1-2 shakedown. Okay. Next up, these are the non-prism Christian Brown cards that I have that I'm going to be sending in to the old PSA Lords. Give us the dens. All right. First up, we have this Christian Brown. Is this a rated rookie? Yes, it is. Okay, yeah. Christian Brown rated rookie, 238. Oh, yeah. What a beaut. And then next up, we have the select Christian Brown out of, is this the, out of, yeah, this is out of the 199, number 85. All right. Next, we have a blue Shim, I think it's like a blue, I think it selects blue sparkle, maybe. I'm not too sure. And it's number 85. Same card. Number 85. Blue sparkle, blue shebang, whatever the heck Select calls it. And then we have a base card of these two dudes, which is the same dude. All right, and last we have a Christian Brown NBA Hoops arriving now, number 21. I actually pulled this with three or four Paulo Pancheros that I sent in to the Sports Card Strategy Show on an email saying, I'm like, hey, guys, I guess I'm a sports card seller now.
Yes, you sold those. Those went
all right, guys. I mean, you tell me if you think I should hold off on some of those Christian Browns. Tell me if I should. Tell me if I should not. I mean, that's what I'm here for. And that's what we're here for, to try to help each other out. So, everybody, have a good week. See you next time.
OMS underscore shoes on Instagram. Great stuff. Thanks, Shoes. We appreciate you, man. I am going to actually leave you guys with a cliffhanger. I am going to answer Shoes's sports card strategy on Christian Brown on Monday's show. So stay tuned on Monday's show. I want to do a little research around Christian Brown. I watched him play last year. I understand who he is. I understand how he fits in. I'm concerned by going all in on a guy like Christian Brown as an investment, as a flip. If it's a PC situation, I get it. But before I give you my real answer, I want to do a little bit more research around if the Nuggets feel like this guy could actually be a number one or number two player on their team in the future. If they feel like Christian Brown could be a number two player or a second star of sorts with the Joker, then we've got a situation where I could put Shoes in the mad genius category. But right now, I believe he's looking at, like, at best, sixth or seventh man. He can jump out of the gym. I understand, you know, the upside to his game and everything. But you have to be of a potential star caliber, like bona fide superstar, great to GOAT, and to use Gary from Hoops and Cards' little rating scale there, to really pay off as a sports card investment. Otherwise, you're looking at like a Kevin Herter type of situation where you could have a week-long selling window, or even a Cam Thomas situation where you have like a week selling window before his profits evaporate. So anyway, interesting, Shoes. Very interesting. I'll have to give you my final answer, planting my flag on Christian Brown on Monday. But everybody, thanks so much for watching and listening to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Earlier on in the episode, I accidentally touched my trackpad on my Mac, and it took me out of the stream. I apologize for that. I was able to get back into the stream and successfully execute the show. Don't forget to go to nooffseason.com and get a free 30-day trial of our premium subscription sports card investment report. And don't forget to text sports cards to 1-833-992-5727. Also, go to grabos.co and use the promo code STRATEGY2023 to save 10% on all of the cards at grabos.co. Thanks so much, everybody, for watching and listening to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. I'm Paul Hickey. We'll see you soon.